proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We're in a new series called Kings and Priests, and we're in this area I call manifesting abundance. You see, we're in a time now that many times labor that we're laboring under, trying to get enough provision or paycheck or money to meet the needs of things that are going up every day. The gas is going up, tuition is going up, you name it. Well, when do we get out from under that system? When do we go into another dimension, another system, that we can manifest abundance without hard labor or sweat and toil? When can we do that? We can do it right now. And that is what Jesus taught. Somebody says, well, if Jesus was here, boy, he could solve my problem. He gave you the Bible so that you could see how he solved the problems of his day and use that same formula and that same principle to get your own problem solved. It's called manifesting abundance. This is a powerful teaching. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go in it to solve some problems. Praise the Lord. It's called manifesting abundance. God has planned to prosper you. And what we said is that we're going to bring about a revelation. And the revelation that we're going to bring about and have you see is that your job has nothing to do with your prosperity. Your job is your assignment. The only way the job got converted into your prosperity is through the world system. We're not on the world system anymore. The job is not our source anymore. Our source is Almighty God. Every need that we'll ever have and need of, God has already, come on, provided. Okay, so we're going to get that and get them to find out how to get his provision other than trying to get three jobs to pay off a debt. So God has a better way of blessing and delivering his people. Let's look here in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19. Lay not for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth does rot, nor rust does corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. All right, now let me show you this. Praise God. Let's imagine a line right here. Imaginary line right across, like an horizon. It's an imaginary line. Beneath that line is the system of the world, is the world. And it's the physical things that you and I see. Above that line is invisible. They're the invisible things that God has already done. And there are more things in the invisible world than there are in the visible world. So I'm just letting you know that. The gospel is a picture of what God has already done. See, that's why God, through the gospel, shows you what's in the invisible so that you'll get faith. How does faith come?
Faith.
And hearing by what? The word of God. So once you hear the word of God, you get faith. What does faith do? It goes up into the invisible and accesses your inheritance and brings it down into the now. But he says there's a thief down there. So when it does come down there, you've got to seize it. Because there's a thief down there looking to steal, come on, kill, and to destroy. Now, that line, Brother Copeland calls it the light line. I call it the timeline. Because above there is no time. It's called eternal. Below there is time. And that's where the devil really has his dominion, down here, or that the way he's had control is down here in this area where there is the physical manifestation of things. Now, I'm saying that for a reason, because I'm going to go somewhere with that. So now, when Jesus talked about systems here, lay not up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where moth and rust has corrupt, so forth, but lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust has corrupt, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. He's not talking about don't have a savings account and so forth like that. But he is contrasting two systems. He's saying there's a system of the world, and then the system of the kingdom of God. And these two systems
almost operate completely opposite in a lot of ways. And so what God is doing now is he's bringing us from one system over to the other. If you remember the children of Israel coming out of Egypt, they came out of a system, Pharaoh's system. But when they came into the wilderness, now they were supposed to get and understand that their system is no longer that system, but it's a new system that God has already provided for them. And so in that system, remember Moses went up on the mountain and stayed 40 days? Well, down there while they were in the camp, the pressure came on them for leadership. And the next thing you know, they came and wanted somebody to, they said, make us gods. So they got Aaron and so forth to make them a calf. Y'all remember that? And then they jumped up and said, this be our God. So they came from the system of Egypt, where the system of Egypt was in them. And they saw these gods, these, well, really polytheism, many gods. And so now, once they come into the wilderness, God's got to get them off that God and get them to the real God. And so now, what he's saying here, if you go on down, look what it says in verse 24. No man can serve what? Two masters. Either he'll hate one and love the other, else he'll hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and who? Mammon. All right? That's an Aramaic word for riches or money. So now we can't serve God and money. And verse 25, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, what you shall drink, nor yet for the body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, or the body than raiment or clothing? Behold, the fowl of the air, fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? And then he goes on down and says, verse 30, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little what? Faith. Therefore, take no, I can put one more word in there, anxious thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the who seek? Gentiles seek. The Gentiles are referred to the ones without a covenant. Got it? Seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek you first the what? Kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom. Now, we're not talking about, hey, kingdom, where are you? That's not what he's talking about. He is saying, seek God's way of doing things. Seek the operation of the kingdom. And most of God's people have no idea how the kingdom operates. All right, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1, please. Genesis chapter 1. So when you come into a new land or a new government, one of the first things you have to do is learn the laws of that government. Okay? Because you can get in trouble without it. Look what it says here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have what? Dominion. Over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. All right, let them have dominion. All right, I showed you an example of that. If I have my watch, I take it off, and I give it to somebody. I say, hey, just impress upon me to give you my watch. Now, I'm just praying now, okay? And just give you my watch. So I give somebody my watch. Then, next week, I have a need of that watch. I said, boy, I'd like to have that watch to wear it to this function that I'm going to. And I said, boy, I wonder if he'll loan me that watch. Now, I go to that person and ask what? His or her permission. Why? Because the watch is theirs. It's not mine. Okay? He said, let them have dominion. See? He didn't say, let us have dominion. Let them have dominion. So if God wants to get back into the earth to do something constructive in this earth, he's going to have to ask our, come on, permission. Now, folks, that's just the way it is. When you believe, you give access to God. When you believe, you give access to God. God cannot work through you except to the degree that you believe. If he did, without it, he'd be illegal. Somebody going to have to believe for it. Either you or somebody's interceding for you. Okay? For God to get back in here and do the work. Okay? Now, I'm saying that because that's key for us in terms of looking at this word called provision. Let's go on down to verse 28. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. All right, let's do that one. Bless them. God bless them. Blessed. 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 God bless them. Blessed. Blessed. Now we see that word and we read it all the time. We say, God bless you, brother. Hey, God bless you. Yeah, yeah. God bless you all. Praise the Lord. God bless. And I don't think we even know what it means. Bless means the power to produce. Bless means the covenant that overrides the curse. Bless means the anointing of God through which divine favor flows. Bless. Now, God blessed them. Why? He said, be fruitful. It's going to be producing. Multiply. Replenish. What does replenish mean? It means recover form of fullness. It means to stock with abundance. It means to finish or to complete. So now God has got Adam to finish what he started. God's got Adam and Eve blessed so that they could take the garden and perpetuate it throughout the whole earth. You know it's nothing but thorns and thistles outside the garden, because when Adam got put out, that's all that was out there. So God has put an anointing on you to go to places that have been burnt out, places that have been torn down, lives that have been ruined. And through you, divine favor or power will flow to make it like a Garden of Eden. Now, when he sends you out, he's sending you out with a blessing on you. Now, this blessing is on you. How do I know it's on you? Because, Lord have mercy, I think I better do this right quick. So now, let's do something. Put something right there, and let's go over real quick to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. Let me know if you got to say, praise the Lord. Look at verse 1. And the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I'm going to show you. Now, God, Jehovah, is talking to Abram. Abram came from Ur of the Chaldees. They worship everything up there. And now he's bringing them out and say, follow me. Look at what he promised in verse 2. And I'll make of you a great nation, and I'll bless you. There it is. And make your name great, and you shall be a what? Blessing. I'll bless them that bless you. I'll curse them that curse you. And in thee shall all families of the earth be what? Blessed. Now that was for Abram. Turn to Genesis chapter 24, verse 1. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him, Abram, in what? All things. All right? Now, I want you to get that, because he's blessed him in all things. What do you mean, all things? He'd blessed him in his health. You don't see any record of Abram being sick. You bless him in his preservation. Abram died at 175 years old. He had blessed him in his children. He had blessed him in his, you name it, protection, promotion, everything. He had blessed him. Now, this is good news for me, because the same way he blessed him, he, what? Must bless me. He obligated himself. See? He said, I'm going to bless you and your seed. I'm the seed of Abraham. Now look over here. He even talked about the material blessing. Look at that same chapter and look at verse 35. Look at it. Praise the Lord. And the Lord had what? Blessed my master. Come on. Greatly. And he has become great, for he has given him, come on, flock, come on, herds, come on, silver, come on, gold, come on, men servants, come on, maid servants, come on, camels, come on, asses. You don't have no camels and donkeys today. What do you have today? Come on. You got everything. Airlines, you got trucking companies, he had it all, folks. He had it all. What am I saying? God is about to take the whole earth that's been held by the devil and put it over into the hands of his people. All right, let's go all the way over to Galatians chapter 3, please. Look at verse 13. Have you got it? Say, praise the Lord. Christ had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Why? So that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through, come on, Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Look at verse 29. And if you belong to Christ, then are you whose seed? Abraham's seed, and what? Heirs according to the promise. Well, what is the promise? Turn to Romans chapter 4 real quick. What is the promise? Hallelujah. Come on, we got to be taught these things, saints. We ain't coming to take sides, we're coming to take over. And it's time to do it now. Look what it says in Romans chapter 4. And look at verse 13, if you will. Say praise the Lord if you're there with me. For the promise that he should be what? Heir of the what? World was not to who? Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through what? The righteousness of faith. Verse 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by, come on, grace, to the end the promise might be sure to how many of the seed? All the seed. What he promised Abraham, he promised me. If he did it for Abraham, he's got to do it for me. Now turn to Galatians chapter 4, please. Galatians chapter 4, glory to God, verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Let me give it to you in my own words. The one who inherited the whole earth, as long as he's childish, differs nothing from a slave, though he be Lord of all. You see, if you're not mature in the Word, if you're not getting this Word in you and understanding the things that God has for you, then you're not mature in this thing. And as long as you're not mature, then the devil gonna keep you working for it. Because the trick of the devil is to give you, make you work for something that you've already inherited. You can't work for no inheritance. Folks, that to be blessed and to have the blessing of God on your life is your inheritance. You gotta see what I'm saying. I know, I understand. Listen, to be saved, that's part of the blessing of God. I'm saved. How much did it cost me? Nothing. How about the woman with the issue of blood, and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment? The Bible says she had paid all the money out to physicians and got nothing better, but rather she grew worse. But she heard about Jesus, and she said, if I can just touch his clothes, come on, I'm gonna be made whole. She touched his clothes, boom, virtue flowed. She got healed of that plague. I'm telling you, what God did for that woman, he'll do for you. And what happened? Notice what he said. She didn't pay Jesus nothing. All she had to do is receive her inheritance. Folks, if you didn't have to pay for your salvation and you don't have to pay for your healing, what make you think you got to pay for your car? What make you think you got to pay for your house? What make you think you got to pay for your clothes? I tell you what make you think that, old system. You still got that thinking in your brain. And we need to brainwash you and get that system out of your brain so that you can act like you're supposed to act. Say amen to this. Now, let's see where that thing came from. Let's see one more verse first. Proverbs, please. Proverbs chapter 10. Praise the Lord. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? Now, the only thing I'm doing is I'm showing you, first of all, what's yours. Then I got to show you how to get what's yours. Because the enemy's trying to keep all that away from you, see? See, you're in the Sabbath. You're in the Sabbath. I said you are in the Sabbath. You see, the Sabbath, thank God it's a day, but it's also a covenant. Yes. It's a reminder of where God's going to take you back to, yes, before it's all over over with. You see, 6 days he worked, and everything was created in 6 days. Not only you, but your provision. And then the Bible says in Mark chapter 2, and the seventh day, Sabbath was not made for, not man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. You see, he created the next day, which was a Sabbath, which was a day of
rest,
not the day that you're going to have to toil and slave and hope and two jobs and hope you can get these bills paid. Uh-uh. You're supposed to step over into that rest. And rest is a place where you don't provide nothing. God provides everything for you. Man, you got to get this.
Yes, sir. Come on.
Is this making sense to y'all? Well, Pastor, I think that's just a little bit too hard to believe. See, that you call an unbeliever. And do you know unbelievers, the power of God does not flow through an unbeliever? Do you know you got to believe to see the glory of God? You just can't be no unbeliever. The Bible says Jesus could do no mighty works in his own hometown because of what? Unbelief. Folks, if Jesus could do no mighty works in his own hometown, how do you figure anybody else can do any mighty works? Man, when you find it in here, believe it. When he says you have inherited the whole world, believe it. If you don't see how it can be done, don't be trying to get understanding. Just get it in your heart, believe it, and act on it, and watch it start coming on in. It's time to gather this stuff up. Come on over to verse 22 of Proverbs chapter 10. The blessing of the Lord, come on. What maketh rich? The blessing gonna make you rich, not that job. I said the blessing gonna make you rich, see? And notice what happened when Adam sinned. Notice what happened. Curse came. And the Bible says, God says, curse shall be the ground that you stand on. He's saying that now you're going to have sorrow and you're going to have toil. You're going to have sweat. Now, all that's a function of the curse. But if you look in Ezekiel chapter 44, the priest who went in the temple to minister had to wear certain garments so that they wouldn't even sweat. You see, sweating out something to make it happen is under the curse. And I'm telling you, I know y'all say, well, now you telling people not to work. I didn't tell you not to work. I'm taking you to work on another level. You ain't gonna work for a living. You're gonna work for a giving.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, this is called manifesting abundance. This is God's plan for us. God's plan for us was never lack or shortage or hope that something happens, you know, to solve this problem of mine. No, no, no. God has got some laws working, and we can work those laws if we step into the kingdom principles. We can work those laws just like Jesus worked them to feed 5,000 plus women and children, or worked them to take care of Peter's need, that he had need of fish so he could run his business. God can work these same principles in our lives, and we can work them through the knowledge that he's going to give us through the Word of God. Now, what we've done is we've gone through here and built this line upon line so that you can get a hold of these teachings and work these principles anytime you have need. It's called Manifesting Abundance. The address and phone number are on your screen. Order it right away. We've got people now standing by. Turn these teachings around and get them back out to you. Post haste. We want you to be blessed, and we want it to happen right now. Well, this is Bill Winston saying that's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Working overtime, working all the time. Will there ever be enough time to fully enjoy the fruits of your labor? Stop chasing after provisions and let the provisions come to you. God has a plan for all your needs to be met in abundance.
Our source is Almighty God. Every need that we'll ever have and need of, God has already, come on, provided.
Manifesting Abundance, Volume 2, is the fifth installment of the Kings and Priests series by Dr. Bill Winston. In this powerful teaching, you'll discover that the provisions you need are available to you right now.
The blessing empowers anything that is seed to multiply.
Order Manifesting Abundance Volume 2 today, and Dr. Winston will explain why you don't have to toil for your provisions any longer, how to properly tie your labor to the Word of God and not to your inheritance, why the blessing that is on your life will manifest abundance wherever you go, and much more.
God, through Christ, through Abraham, gave this whole earth back to you.
To order your copy of Manifesting Abundance Volume 2, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Before you were born, God already provided everything you would need on this earth. Learn how you can trigger the ability to manifest abundance in your life. Order your copy of Manifesting Abundance Volume 2 today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
You are not supposed to allow what is in the three-dimensional physical world to dictate the terms of your living. You're not supposed to allow that. You're not supposed to allow that. You've got access to a provision that the world does not have. It's fathomless, boundless, incalculable, and inexhaustible.
The Joseph Business School is online. Is attending school in a traditional classroom not practical for your busy schedule? Take advantage of the Joseph Business School online. The online training program combines the convenience and flexibility of the internet with the tools you need to start and run a successful business. Start your business today and do it God's way. For a demonstration of this upcoming program or for more information, log on to www.josephbusinessschool.com today.